On with Mario Lopez.
What up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from CW's Riverdale, actor Skeet Ulrich. How are you, man?
I'm great, brother.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you, too. We were just talking about the show shooting up in Vancouver. That's a beautiful town. That's a nice town if you're going to be stuck somewhere.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, people are great. You know, the rain wears you out after a little while when rainy season.
Right, if you're there during rainy season, yeah, it comes.
Yeah, but architecturally, it's stunning. It's just a great place.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
Are you?
Southern California. Wow. Boy. Yeah, I've been here, though, for such a long time. Yeah. Did you have to work on getting rid of your accent? Or
I did, yeah. I went to NYU and paid a lot of money for professionals to help me out.
Yeah, because you can't detect anything right now.
Oh, man, thank you.
You can't detect anything.
Get me drunk.
Okay, there it goes. So season two of Riverdale just started, and you play Jughead's dad. So what's your character up to this season?
Well, he's still in jail when we start. He was framed for the murder of, you know, what essentially was the first season, Jason Blossom, and he's still trying to battle his way out to get some revenge or retribution.
Fun. Those are always fun characters to play right there. And I've read that this season in particular is heavy on horror, right?
It's a bit of a suspense horror mix to it, for sure. There's someone loose in town that's a lot of people are going to meet their demise. Mm. So there's a bit of horror, a bit of suspense. It's darker than the first season, which is always interesting to me. And
fun as an actor too.
Yeah, very.
And Cole Sprouse plays your son.
Yeah.
Jughead, of course. When you read together, was it instant chemistry? How's the relationship now, like on set?
It was incredible. I mean, from the start, I entered in episode 4 of the first season, and you know, we just hit the ground running. And he's great to work with. Very open about his frustrations with scenes, everything. So we just bear down and do our work and try and create some sort of interesting dynamic between us, which just seems to fly. So,
and you've got a couple kids yourself, right?
Yeah,
how
three.
Old?
Two 16-year-olds and a 4-year-old.
So you took a little bit of a hiatus.
Yes.
Planned or unexpected?
Well, they're always unexpected.
Yeah, well, I guess true. Well, you know, sometimes you're trying, right?
Yeah.
Like my wife and I are trying right now.
Yeah.
You know, seeing what happens. So
no trying. Just kind of happened.
Just kind of happened.
Yeah.
But before we get into your kids, I want to talk about it. Were you a fan of old school Archie before joining the team? How much is you?
No. But I like this version of it. I was not into comic books at all. But it's amazing to me now to see how many people really, it was, you know, they salivate for
very clever what they
were.
I was familiar with it. Wasn't necessarily
I was familiar, but
very clever how they did the premise for the show.
Yeah, really interesting.
So it being Halloween season, you know, Scream is a classic, of course. Mm. And when you did that movie, at what point did you realize, oh my gosh, this is like a horror classic now?
God, probably not till 6 months after it came out. I mean, we were almost shut down 2 weeks into filming.
Why is that?
Miramax, you know, wasn't sure what they were getting. Horror was dead at the time.
Yeah.
You know, they were spending, you know, quite a bit of money on it, and they just weren't sure it was the way to go. And so Wes cut together, you know, that opening scene they shot at first with Drew and all that stuff, and cut that together and sent it to them. And they were like, all right, keep going. So we were really sort of this, although it was a Miramax film, this independent film in the middle of, you know, Napa Valley shooting, and had no notion of, you know, we just were having a good time, enjoyed the material, enjoyed each other, and you had no idea. And then you go on to your next thing, you know, and then a year later, however long, it comes out, and it was just instantly like...
It was instantly. Yeah. No, I vividly remember when it came out, and it was, you're right, because it sort of revitalized that genre, and it holds up.
It does. You know, it's interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. Seeing my kids' friends, like, you know, my kids have yet to see it, but their friends are all about it. And I've been doing these signing conventions lately. And I mean, people are just, there's a fever for it still.
And your kids just, have they chosen not to see it? Are you not allowing them to see it? How old are they?
I didn't allow them they're 16. I didn't allow them for the longest time.
Right.
And then, you know, I don't know. I just think they don't have any interest.
Right.
They're like, we see you every day.
Yeah, whatever, Dad.
We got to sit down and see you.
So you've got three. The two are two girls, boy and girl.
Boy, girl, twins. Yeah.
Oh, boy, girl, twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, girl, and your youngest?
He's a boy.
Luca.
Luca.
And what are the other ones' names?
Jacob and Naya.
Jacob and Naya. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And so they're 16. They're what? Yeah, sophomores, juniors?
They are. Well, she's homeschooling. Yes, they're both juniors. Yeah, driving around. You probably honked at them a few times.
Wow, they're already driving. Way too young, right? I'm like the old dad now, but I feel, even though I got small kids, I feel like 16 is way too young to drive, right?
I don't know. All my family are NASCAR drivers. So.
Oh, wait, are they really?
Yeah,
so, that's a fun fact.
Yeah, I started driving when I was 6.
What?
Yeah. My son was doing 110 in a race car when he was 9.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That is so cool.
So now it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, go. I don't have to drive you. I don't have to be with you. Go.
Oh, wow. What a trip. And then what, did you ever consider getting into racing yourself?
I mean, I wanted to. I did certainly, it's in my bones.
Yeah.
But, you know, I came through NASCAR when it was kind of a low-rent sport. You know, in the 70s, 80s, it wasn't all these millions of dollars that's behind it now. So my dad would sell the sofa to buy parts for his car to keep his team going, and I couldn't afford to get into go-karts even. So
yeah, because it's pricey.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool, man. Yeah. So that's higher driving skills, though, on the general.
Amazing. You've never ridden with anyone who can drive better.
By the way, that's my biggest, it's not a pet peeve, but if I could have one perk, would be to have a driver. Like, you know, you can't wait to drive. I hate to drive, especially in this town.
I got some time.
Uber's the best, man. Yeah, you could just get, it's
about
the best.
To come to Vancouver finally.
Oh, like, really? It's not there yet.
It hasn't been there, no.
Wow.
But they have some neat stuff. They have this car to go.
Yeah.
You basically go, there's like 3 of them parked every block. You go, you have an app, boom, it unlocks the car. It's 10 cents a minute. Drive it anywhere in the city, park it in another one of those spots,
and you're
done.
That's like the bike deal in New York.
Exactly, but it's cars.
Yeah. Wow, how do they avoid not ripping it up? That's fascinating. I'm learning a lot today with ski. Look at that. Well, before I let you go, man, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yep.
What would your theme song be?
Oh my God. It's hard for me to remember names of songs, so that is a tough one. Well, Smashing Pumpkins has been in my head all day.
There you go.
So
classic.
Pick a song from them.
Okay. Last show you binged watched?
Oh, Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, man. I forget her name, but on Gilligan's Island.
Marianne with the coconut cream pies. Yes. Most fun you've had working on a set?
Ang Lee's Ride with the Devil, Civil War movie.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Nice. Yeah. Time travel destination?
Yesterday.
But you don't want to go that far back. What happened yesterday? That was so great.
I don't know. You said I was on the spot. That's my answer. I'm sticking by it.
Hey, it's an original one. Meanwhile, you can watch Riverdale Wednesdays on the CW, and you can follow him on Instagram at SkeetMe1. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, man. Such a pleasure.
On with Mario Lopez.